And then in 1941, we moved to Runcton, in Green Lane at Runcton, and they'd created an airfield there at the back of Vinnitrove Road, at Merston Aerodrome, and our house was adjacent to the airfield, like our garden fence. And immediately behind the garden fence was all the barbed wire entanglement, which surrounded the airfield. It was a grass airfield, there was no runways, and it was mainly Spitfires. I remember 41 Squadron Spitfires came there about the same time as we moved there. And they stayed there till 44, which was when we actually left Runcton. So that 41 Squadron was the main, I think, anyway. I mean, it's all my memory of it as a young boy. I mean, I was, what was I then, 4 or 5 years old. And we watched it all develop there. And there was the Spitfires. I really remember all the Squadron of Spitfires. And then there were other Typhoons, and Canadians were there, the French Canadians, because I remember them, because Green Lane, where we lived, they used to, one or two had cars, and they used to park their cars in that lane, and then they'd nip up over the bank, and they'd burrowed a hole under the barbed wire entanglement so they could get back into the airfield. They'd be in that court, I suppose, I don't know. But anyway, it was all part of, you know, they used to talk to us, give us sweets, and all. I remember, you know, it was all sort of quite exciting, really. And